Mornings are more fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Good way to wake up.
On Star 102.5.
So we're going to Adventureland tomorrow. My daughters and I are to work outing, or it's our work as a group outing there. So I said to them over the weekend, I said, well, look, I think it's only going to be 80. Only. So I don't know, do we even need to take, you know, our swimming stuff for the water park? You just want to do the regular park, the rides. And they look at me, and they're like, well, we should at least take it.
I mean, sure. School's out, old man.
It's like, well, are you sure? I mean, that's a lot to haul around. It's going to be such a cool day. Right. They're looking at me, well, it's going to be 80. Yep. I'm like, I know, but I to a point in my life where if it's not 90, I don't want to get in the water.
Okay.
Well, and so yesterday I drove by Birdland Pool. It's packed. There's kids everywhere in the water.
Because kids don't feel cold.
They don't.
It's
they
amazing.
Don't feel cold. I mean, we were at the lake yesterday. We went out to on the lake with friends, and the water, if you think pool water's cold, that lake water is freezing, and all the kids jumping. Even Rory eventually gets in the water. I mean, his lips are turning blue, like his teeth are chattering. And I said, bud, what, get out. Yeah. You got to get warmed up. He's like, no, it's fun.
Right.
I know.
I know.
It was like a few years ago in lakes, we were swimming in Lake Superior, which never gets warm.
Yeah.
Never. There's not enough climate change to warm that lake, I swear to God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the kids, hours.
I know.
Hours! Mm-hmm. And they're little, so I have to be in there with them.
I know. Yes. That's freezing. That's the thing. Rory did that
shaking.
To me. He was like, Mom, I want to go where the other kids are. I'm sorry, my teeth are chattering. Mom, I want to go. And so he said, please get in the water with me. And like his big blue eyes.
You can't say no.
No,
and so
I can't either.
Get in the water. Like my heart starts racing.
I'm hyperventilating.
Yes.
Hypothermia has set in.
Hypothermia is setting in.
It's terrible.
Anyway.
Summer
and
in Iowa.
And
they
on
never
want to
get out.
He, though, even like jumps on my back. He's practically crawling on my head to try like submerge, like sinking me, because he just wants to get his body above the water. My son is drowning me. But yeah, I don't know how they tolerate that.
I just am curious, for adults, what is your rule for, okay, it's now time to get in the water? 280-1025, do you have a certain temperature? Is there something you have a rule? 2801025.
Today's going to be pushing it. I'm going with my friend Brad. We're going to go float around the lazy river for about 2 hours just to do.
In the 70s.
It's 70s and kind of cloudy.
Also, nothing creepy about that at all.
It's better than going by yourself, all right? Which I do
it
too
is,
many
it
times
is
as well. The lifeguards just keep looking at this guy again.
Right, like, where are these men's children? Oh, they don't even have children. Keep an eye on them.
That's a good idea. I don't know. I just wonder, for the rest of you, what is it that, you know, when will you get in the water? Because I don't know. The older I get, the more I'm like, it's just got to be warm.
I mean,
the best part, best or worst part, my kids they've gotten older. They don't need me to get in with them anymore. So I'm kind of out of that stage a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where I would just always have to do it because my wife would never do it.
Right.
Never.
She's cold all the time.
She's always cold.
Does that mean?
She's like, no way. I'm not getting in there. I'm freezing. So I would do it.
Yes.
But still.
Oh, look at us. Sacrificing ourselves for our children.
Yes, I don't know.
Going swimming in 75 degree weather.
I've swam in such cold water.
What'd you say? Your metabolism?
Yes, I think the cold water slowed down my metabolism. That's the problem.
Oh, jeez.
It's not a good look, I know.
No.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.